owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant.
You are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. News on the hour.
Presented by Indeed.com.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
No survivors. That's the word from Virginia State Police, who found the wreckage of a plane that caused panic in the skies above Washington, D.C. CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides says more.
It happened just after 3 in the afternoon, an explosive sound rattling much of the D.C. metro area that officials have confirmed was a sonic boom caused by U.S. jet fighters scrambled at supersonic speed to reach a Cessna 560 Citation V aircraft over restricted airspace around the nation's capital. The NORAD aircraft used flares, but the pilot in the civilian aircraft was unresponsive before crashing into mountainous terrain near the George Washington National Forest in Southwest Virginia.
There's a chance gas prices may head higher after Saudi Arabia announced another cut in output, while other OPEC nations say they'll extend production cuts through next year. Bethany Bell is with the BBC.
The Saudi energy minister, Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman, said the cut of 1 million barrels a day could be extended beyond July if necessary. This is a Saudi lollipop, he said, to stabilize the oil market. In April, several OPEC Plus members agreed to voluntarily cut production by more than 1 million barrels per day.
Firefighters in Nova Scotia, Canada, have contained one wildfire while another one burns out of control. Premier Tim Houston pleaded with people going into the woods.
Don't be stupid. Be safe. Be fire smart. Don't flick a dart. Don't have a bonfire. Don't do something that could start a fire. Be responsible and be mindful of the conditions across the province.
Doctors in the Northeast and New England warn that haze from those wildfires could cause breathing problems for those with respiratory issues. There's been another deadly mall shooting in Texas, this time in San Antonio. Police say one person was killed while getting a haircut and it was targeted. This woman was at the mall with her daughter.
We were just in a store and all of a sudden everybody just started running and they said, there's a shooter, we're going to lock it down. And so that at that point we were just escorted to the back of the store and prayed for safety.
Authorities say two suspects ran away after the shooting. Eight people were killed in an Allen, Texas mall shooting last month. Apple seems like it's about to unveil a long-rumored headset that will place its users between the virtual and real world. The stage is set for the widely anticipated announcement to be made tomorrow at Apple's annual developers conference. The release would be the most significant product launch by the iPhone maker since it unveiled the Apple Watch. That was back in 2015. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your county Aging and Disability Resource Center.
there.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the TGIF Freedom Friday edition. See what I did there, E-Bone? Got E-Bone in the control booth today, lightly screening the calls, and he's going to bring us the talk stylings of a conservative today. We've got regular Joe Giganti, and if you're saying to yourself, who's regular Joe Giganti? He's sort of a big deal, certainly here in the state of Wisconsin. He is a conservative talker out of the Green Bay market. He appears on WTAQ 97.5 FM. And I don't know if anyone's been paying attention around here, but we play on WGBW 97.9 FM. So I'd like to think we've got him flanked to the right in some way, shape, or form. But we are, you know, sort of head-to-head competitors in the marketplace. But Joe's a morning guy. And we're, you know, the greatest afternoon product ever, if not all day long. So Joe Giganti, the regular Joe, he's joining me today. Can't say we're friends yet, but I'm sure we'll get there. So look forward to that at 4:30. And President Joe Biden, sort of on a roll. First and foremost, the jobs report this morning. 339,000 new jobs. That's robust. I'm calling that robust. That's Crudy's term. So I see that as good news. And of course, the debt ceiling bill has now gone through the U.S. Senate. My understanding is they're still cleaning up some of the legislative language. But Joe Biden.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsin Blee's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsin Blee beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsin Blee. Drink Wisconsin Blee Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripescast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with the Civic Media Network of radio stations.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A sonic boom shook the D.C. area Sunday. Fighter jets broke the sound barrier trying to intercept an unresponsive plane that strayed into restricted airspace over the Capitol. Correspondent Christiana Benavides.
Officials say the F-16s did not down the aircraft. The small Cessna departed from Tennessee, headed to New York's Long Island prior to the crash.
And he said they did not knock down that aircraft. Police say no one survived. Oil prices could go higher this summer, says correspondent Tom Foti.
Trying to move oil prices up, Saudi Arabia says it'll produce and sell less oil starting in a few weeks. AAA reports an average gallon of regular gas now around $3.55.
This woman says so many things went through her mind when shots rang out at a San Antonio, Texas mall.
Everything. And my daughter was in a different store, so I was more worried about where she was and if she was safe.
Police say one person was killed in a targeted shooting. Two suspects ran off and are still out there. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
They really palmetto bugs. Yes.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Declare this one the Freedom Friday edition. In honor of our next guest, a fine one, I hope. He is regular Joe Gianganti from the Regular Joe Show. Joe, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Well, it's a pleasure. How are you guys doing on this Friday?
Good. I'm doing damn good, man. It's almost the weekend. You know, when Friday comes around, everyone's feeling pretty good. Joe,
on a day where it's this warm.
You've already done your shift on the airwaves this morning, Joe. I suspect you talked a little debt ceiling this morning.
We did. So we do a Freedom Friday edition on my show as well. So I tend to do a little bit lighter. We actually had a band in studio today. But I did talk debt ceiling. I talked about, a little bit of tripping. But I try to take it above board on that front. I want to be clear because I know we don't always see eye to eye. When it came to Joe Biden's little spill, I was advocating that they should be a little more respectful to his age and obviously some of his challenges. I didn't make fun of it. I just want to be clear on the outset. On the debt,
Joe, I made a little fun of it, man. I watched the guy yesterday. I saw the video. You know, it's okay. You don't have to be defensive, Joe. You know, we're all adults here, funny is funny.
Sure. Well, no, here's the thing. I honestly felt bad because he's an older guy. I don't like to see old people get hurt. I'm glad he was able to get back up and walk away. But my serious thing on it is, I mean, how long can we pretend like he's not having some failings and difficulty mentally, certainly, maybe physically? I mean, I get there's a sandbag, but nobody snuck the sandbag there. It was there the whole time that he was on stage. So it just, again, you got to be more aware, I guess, would be my advice.
Joe, I don't think being klutzy is presidentially disqualifying. Look at Gerald Ford.
I was okay with him going too. Remember, you're not going to find me as a big Ford fan.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. The other voice you're hearing today is Joe Gianganti. He is the regular Joe. He appears, originates out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And Joe, you would call yourself a conservative, right? I don't mischaracterize you, do I?
No, as a matter of fact, I always try to clarify I'm conservative, not Republican.
And how do you draw a distinction? What's the difference?
Well, here's the thing. It's just talking to, actually, of all people, the band we had with us in studio.
Yeah, what kind of band, man? What kind of music did they play? We should have a band on Fridays.
So it was a Beach Boys cover band out of Washington, D.C. called Still Surfing. They're really good. They've been doing it 23 years. They happen to be coming through Green Bay today. And I say it that way because I actually book them. Every year I do a big party for the 4th of July, and they're my headlining act at the event. But they were doing another gig today in Green Bay, so we had them come in the morning. They did some acapella stuff, they're really, really good stuff. So they did Surfer Girl, Surfing Safari in my room live on the show with us. And I actually made that the very point, though, about what's the difference. So for me, I tend to vote for Republicans because those candidates are the closest, at least some of them, to the values I hold. The big difference is consistency. The Republican Party has a plank, a platform that I think by and large, not all, but by and large is good. Unfortunately, we have a lot of Republicans that don't even know what the platform says and they don't honor it. So for me, from my point of view, it's more about the principles, not about the party. When it comes to voting, you have to find who's the best person to represent your principles. And like I said, more times than not, that's where the lineup comes into. But for me, it's not. I don't believe in blindly supporting any party. I don't care what letters after your name. I want to know what it is you believe and what you're willing to fight for.
Well, fair enough, Joe. I think we would agree on that. It has gotten a little harder for me to vote across the aisle. I'll admit to that. But let me ask you, as a conservative, perhaps not a Republican, what do you think the appeal of Donald Trump is? We know he'll be eligible to come to Milwaukee. We'll talk about the debate next. Tell me what it is that people love about Donald Trump from your point of view.
I think, and now, again, disclosure, in the primaries, I voted for Ted Cruz. But I did say, I'm saying back in 2016.
Sure.
I said at the time that the one thing that if Donald Trump were to get the nomination and win, the thing that would work to everyone's advantage is he always wants to be the best, right? The greatest at this, the best at that, and that will drive him to want to be to be as conservative as possible so that he can outdo whoever the conservative hero might be. And for most, that was Ronald Reagan. I think the big appeal really is that he's as blunt as he is. I think that people like the fact that, as they will say, that he calls it like he sees it, and not everyone agrees 100% with those things. Some of the nicknames and all, some people don't like that as much. But I think what they found refreshing is that he, by and large, said, here's who I am, warts and all. This is what I believe. This is what I'm going to go do if you hire me, kind of in a job interview. This is, you hired me for this job. I'm going to go out and make these things my priorities, and I'm going to get some of these, get as much of it done as I can. And more so than the average politician, he did that. I mean, the fact is, you know, he was assailed from day one. We could go through any number of the phony and false investigations, most of which have been disproven at this point. Russia collusion, that's in the trash heap of history. It always was. I mean, there's others, but the bottom line is, no matter what, he just kept fighting, and he actually had a fighter's, and I want to clarify, since it's our first time doing something on the air, when I say fighting, I'm not talking fisticuffs. I mean, yeah, politically, ideologically fighting. He was willing to fight where so many other politicians, that, you know, they're kind of namby-pamby. They'll just say, oh, well, I believe in this. The minute someone pushes, they crumble. People are sick of that. They want people that will stand up for what they believe.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I've invited conservative talker Joseph Joe Giangani, regular Joe. And Joe, I think people forget that during the primaries of 2016, Ted Cruz won the state of Wisconsin by double digits. This was effectively never Trump state, at least on the, well, you know, the Democrats, it's been consistently a never Trump state. But amongst Republicans, at least when he was in the primaries, this was a never Trump state. And
well, but there was no never Trumpers back then. That was
well, there were a lot of them, Joe, in right wing talk radio. I mean, Vicki McKenna, Charlie Sykes, Mark Belling, Dan O'Donnell was not much of a fan.
But this is where we have to differentiate. Charlie Sykes is a Republican through and through. The man's not a conservative. Where's Charlie Sykes now on MSNBC? That's the only time you see him peek his head out of the hole in the ground that he lives in is on MSNBC. And I think that tells you a lot about, he's one of these the Lincoln Project Republicans. These guys want the same old nonsense. They're the antithesis of why Trump won as big as he did in 2016, is because, again, they're all talk, no action. And I understand it about Sykes. Vicki McKenna tends to be more conservative than Charlie Sykes. But Charlie Sykes, I mean, he is your typical country club Republican. And again, your rank and file Republicans and conservatives, they are nothing like Charlie Sykes.
Joe, were you on the air actively doing a show when Donald Trump was running the first time through? And did he ever appear on your program?
I was guest hosting, not doing a regular show in 20. I was actually. I'm sorry, I had to think about that for a second. Yeah, so I was. I apologize. I was doing Saturdays at that point. Time flies. I'm getting old. What can I tell? I'm having a Biden moment. I was doing my Saturday show at the time, and I actually had, believe it or not, I had the first person I had was Kaylee McEnany. She was actually coming through here in Green Bay. When they were doing or something in Wisconsin, and she was one of the advanced people. I've had literally every member of his family, but Donald Trump himself on. I've had his daughter, his sons, his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump. I've had all of them on several times, despite our best efforts in terms of scheduling. We would never actually get Donald Trump himself on, although this time around we're working on getting him on now for this run.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. My fine guest, Joe Giangani, regular Joe, the host of the Regular Joe Show, WTAQ in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and other ports of call. I know you're syndicated, Joe. I don't mean to diminish your reach
across the country. Yeah.
Yes, sir. No, well, let me tell you a little story. Once upon a time,
Wisconsin. Let's be honest. Wisconsin matters the most. Let's be clear. I mean, come on now. I do live here, so.
As do I. We play out a few exotic ports of call outside the state, but this is my home, and I went when the Democrats first rolled out Tim Kaine in Milwaukee one day, man. They didn't allow us to join the vice presidential candidate on a lakefront brewery tour, and they said, sorry, you guys don't fit. And I'm like, we were literally the only quote-unquote journalists that were excluded from the tour with the vice president, and I took, you know, being sort of a hothead, Joe, I took exception. I lit up Hillary's team in no short order. And then I specifically, it was already planned. I went specifically to a Donald Trump rally in, of all places, Green Bay, Wisconsin. I think it was at the Rush Center. And I came and I showed up carrying the gear. And the guy, some young Republican staffer, literally sees me, Joe, and says, oh, Mr. Crute, recognizes me on sight, you're in the wrong place. Let me take you where you want to go. And it was like I got concierge service. I got to tell you, Joe, it was a noticeable difference. And Trump came and campaigned and campaigned and campaigned. Of course, Hillary Clinton, after she won the primary, you know, historically speaking, she did not show up in the state of Wisconsin again. I think it really mattered, Joe.
Oh, it was huge. And funny enough, I was at that Rush Center event. And I mean, that was, we were broadcasting live. A guy named John Muir, who preceded me before I did the Daily Show on the station, he was there. And I got to tell you, we were wearing, you know, the headset microphones like you do in sports and all that. I still could barely hear myself. That place was so loud, so packed. And I think the ground game always makes a big difference in any, doesn't matter whether you're talking state Senate, state assembly, all the way up to the presidential. When you tell someone they matter, people respond to that. And going back to your question earlier, why people resonate, not just because he stands up and he says he's going to fight for things that they believe in, but, you know, to use that old phrase, he sees them in the sense that he comes out and he was doing all these events all over the country. And as you know, it gets a little cold in Wisconsin. Now, that one was indoors, but he did a few of them outside in really cold weather, still turning out 20, 25,000 people. I had to tell my son, who's a film major, and he got into, the West Wing, the TV show, and it came to the season where the president is running for re-election, President Bartlett, and he made a comment as we're watching the episode. He goes, oh, they must not want it to have sprung for a lot of extras because they only have like 60 people in the crowd when he's going out to do a stump speech. And I said, no, I said, that's actually more accurate to what it used to look like pre-Donald Trump. I said, 25,000 people showing up at a presidential rally is a new phenomenon. That's not an old phenomenon at all. And he was just shocked because, again, young kid, he didn't know the difference. And I said, no, those kind of crowds is what most people are used to. I said, this is what you get when you tap into people and it resonates.
Joe Giangani, you want to see a big crowd? You should have been at some of those Barack Obama crowds on Bascom Hill in Madison, like 40,000, dude. Those were some parties. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates. I got to find guest. Hopefully, Joe, you got time to stick around for one more short segment, about 8 more minutes?
Sure, absolutely.
That's awesome, man. I enjoy talking to you. I'm going to characterize you, and I mean this as a term of affection. You're a radio dog, and then you're perhaps a conservative. But I like radio guys. I like people in this industry. It's like a couple of plumbers talking about plumbing, man. You know, we're a couple of radio dogs talking about what we do for a living. Joe, do you still love this every day, man? Do you still get fired up for the show every day?
Every single day. They say do what you love. Since age 13, well, even before that, but I started in radio at age 13. I've loved it then. I love it today. There's no greater place to talk to people.
Joe, we're going to talk to our audience, my audience, perhaps a slightly different Venn diagram than your audience. Joe, I want to ask you about the presidential debate coming to Milwaukee and who you like this term. You know, is it Trump again, man, or DeSantis? But hold that thought. Come on back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates, and we are playing out in Green Bay right now. You can hear us there on 97.9 FM. That's just to the right of the station that Joe Giangani plays at. 97.5 WTAQ, his station, our home, WGBW. Come back, Devil's Advocates, broadcasted live, TGIF, Freedom Friday.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes,
Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 52. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. High of 78. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 58. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. Mainly cloudy skies Tuesday. Decreasing clouds by Wednesday. Upper 70s Tuesday. Mid 70s by Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. I got a fine guest who's joined me. He's a conservative talker, but that's okay. He is regular Joe Gianganti. He plays out on WTAQ in Green Bay, Wisconsin, just down the dial from our fine outlet, WGBW. Joe, thanks for sticking around. Well, okay, Joe. I'm going to set aside all the conversations of Trump in 2016. Now he's got a track record, and now he's running for the presidency again. And I got to ask you, Joe, he's going to come to Milwaukee. First and foremost, will he be on the debate stage August 23rd, or will he be too chicken?
Well, I don't think he'll be too chicken. I think he'll do it. And let me just, so to the big question, I haven't endorsed anybody in the primary. I don't plan on it. Mostly because I like a robust primary. I think this is part of our how it works best. Let them get out there, let them sell themselves, if you will, and let the people make the decision. I'm not of the mindset that it's Trump's race to lose, certainly, but it's not his race. You know, everyone has the right to run. Let's see who convinces the American people. I've been critical of some of the steps he's taken. In this current run, I think he's listening to he's got certain people in his ear that are advising him ways that I wouldn't play it. For example, this idea that he's so far ahead, why would he show up to the debate? It can only hurt him. I think not showing up hurts him the worst. I think, again, it would be a political calculation on his part. I don't think a fear thing, but I think ultimately I don't think he can pass it up because he thinks he can win. He thinks he can win the debate and shut everyone down. So I think he will show up. Right now the race is between DeSantis and Trump. There's no way to get around that. I mean, Chris Christie, this idea he's going to come in and he's going to torpedo Trump. I mean, talk about fantasies. The guy's got a 0% following right now. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he wants to write another book and this is his way of selling it. I'm not sure. But there's some candidates there that they don't move the meter for me personally. Vivek Ramaswamy, I like a lot. I actually love a lot of what he's saying.
Isn't he like your guys' Andrew Yang? I mean, he's never going to win, right? He's an insignificant also-ran. What, you get to be an entrepreneur and suddenly be the president of the United States? And I know Trump pulled it off, man, but he ain't Trump.
You know what I he's not Trump, but what I think he can do, I like he has a fresh approach. I like how he says some of the things he's saying. He has the right principles. I think he can move. He won't win the primary, but I think he can move the primary with enough focus in the sense that he can really, if he gets out there and he gets some platforming at certain levels, he can help influence policy in a really good way. And I think he's a fresh face and a fresh attitude, and we need that. It doesn't have to be the same old people. If I could wave my wand, I'd get rid of half these people that are running because I just don't think they're going to mount to a hill of beans.
Is the criterion too low?
I think he's got...
Is 1%? I mean, should we be letting every Tom, Dick, and Christie on stage with 1%?
I personally would say no, but then you get all the belly aching. But hey, at least we're having debates. I mean, on your side, you talk about fear. I mean, they won't be...
Come on, man! I'm not gonna have my president go debate Marianne Williamson, and
well, quite... no, she's a space cadet, but RFK, man, I gotta tell you something. I think they're really afraid of RFK Jr. I do. I think the guy. First of all, he has his mental faculties. Voice aside, he's a sharp guy, and I'm gonna tell you something. He's a bigger threat to Republicans than Joe Biden in terms of pulling people across. There's certain beliefs that RFK Jr. has that could peel off, you know, that chunk of people that left the Democratic Party or that sit in the middle that go Democrat sometimes and Republican other times. He could pull more of those people his way than Biden ever would.
Regular Joe Giangonti, my guest. Joe, you're talking about Robert Kennedy Jr., and I don't know if you realize, but Kennedy Jr. has been doing a quote-unquote progressive radio show for a number of years, and it's called Ring of Fire. He does it with Mike Papantonio. I had listened to Robert Kennedy Jr. for years. I admired the man. And I actually have a son on the autism spectrum. And some of the...
As do I.
The Wakefield study that was put forth and cause as a causation of autism, and it was overstated at minimum, and it was fraudulent, worst-case scenario. I wonder... it doesn't seem to me that Kennedy has ever moved on from the Wakefield. And while I support and I think he's a smart guy, he strikes me as sort of an anti-vaxxer predicated on erroneous facts. What's your thought on the whole vaccine? Because that's his appeal. That's his lane, if you will. He doesn't believe in vaccines in many cases.
Well, and that's certainly part of his appeal. I wouldn't put him just that in alone. On the Wakefield stuff, there's a lot more. I mean, there's, as a matter of fact, a documentary that I think, if not mistaken, Kennedy's working on with Wakefield and others that I would just say stay tuned. I've looked into that a little more than most, and the accusations against Wakefield that there's fraudulent, I think that's a question of whether or not the media is playing at that or if that's really the case. But that's kind of a... We can put a pin in that. I also have a son on the autism spectrum. I used to actually work with some of the big autism groups long before I did my show in terms of trying to get their message and their information out. So it's an area that I have great affection to know the facts and separate it from, again, the things people want to throw out there. I think Kennedy's appeal, and I am aware of his show, is that I've kind of followed his career from afar. Again, not that I'm a progressive by any means, but my allegiance is always to truth. I think his book on Fauci was amazingly well done, very well documented in terms of what he did. I think there's a level of appeal where he can be a bigger threat than, I agree with you. Marianne Williamson is fun for jokes and Saturday Night Live skits, but that's about it. But I think you put Biden and Kennedy on the same stage, I think Kennedy wins hands down.
I don't think there will be a Biden-Kennedy debate. I don't think he'll be perceived or qualify for the majority of the state ballots. I don't think there'll be any call, any large call for people from people for Biden to debate a non-serious, perceived as a non-serious. He's not currently an office holder. I only perceive two of your guys' candidates.
Double digits in the polls.
Well, yeah, but that's not, if he gets...
He's on par with DeSantis.
Well, that's the sad truth of DeSantis, and I would say there's only two quality candidates. I mean, it's either going to be DeSantis or Trump at this point, unless there's some magic to Chris Sununu I don't know about.
There's no magic with Sununu.
I think Trump is going to cut DeSantis off at the knees. I mean, I saw DeSantis shout at some lady today, but it was a slow reaction. Trump's going to have three right hooks in his puss before he ever gets an answer out of his mouth.
I've said it from the beginning. It is Trump's primary to lose. I agree with you. Right now, there's not a threat to that. DeSantis is his biggest competition, and he's got some strong points. But you're right. If he's going to get in the ring, if he's going to get in the ring with Mr. T, he doesn't want to be Rocky in the first fight. You know, he's got to get that Eye of the Tiger.
Well, I suspect it will be more like Drago. Joe, see you at the big debate in Milwaukee come August. Rest of you. See you hour two.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.